This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, USA Today, I don't know why I'm so squeaky today. My voice gets so squeaky. That's got to be really tough for you guys to listen to. You know, so yeah, I don't know how I did it, but I've been squeaking a little bit today. I don't know what that means. You know, I've been taking some estrogen, all right, you know, trying to kind of deal with the whole hormone thing. I mean, maybe that's kind of a post-puberty sort of change in my voice. You know how in puberty, remember, Peter Brady? Nobody knows Peter Brady now in the millennials, but we all know Peter Brady, you know, when he would be just talking and squeak. Well, now I'm getting mad as I'm entering menopause. That just is odd. So anyway, my apologies to you all for listening to that. But USA Today had posted an article, which is really interesting, on a very unique symptom that comes with the flu. Now, you know, symptoms of the flu, we know are, you know, fever, muscle aches, body ache, fatigue, general malaise, sneezing and coughing, and even it could have nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, you know. But Brody Willard, a mom and registered nurse in Nebraska, found out in January, so this was last year, when her son developed an itchy skin rash, looking like hives. She tried a bunch of remedies, etc. So she took her son to the pediatrician's office because nothing at home worked, none of these creams home worked, and he tested positive for flu. She was shocked because her son had none of the other symptoms. No fever, no cough, no runny nose. So 11 months ago, she posted, and I see her little baby boy. You see these hives, and these hives are like raised areas of skin, and then you have redness around it. Usually the puffed up area is kind of a little lighter, and then you have red around the area, so they're called wheals or hives. And she writes, please read and share. My son came home from school with hives. Every time he would scratch, more would appear. We tried changing his clothes and giving him a bath, but nothing helped. I called his pediatrician. They said they had two kids come into the office that day with the same symptoms and tested positive for influenza. I took him to the doctor this morning and he was positive for influenza B. He has had no symptoms, no fever, no cough, no runny nose. He only has hives. Please keep a watch on your children. So if they develop hives, please call your pediatrician. I have never heard of the symptom, but it is obviously something to be on the lookout for. Very good. That was, you know, great catch. So hives are not a common sign of the flu. They're not even listed, they say, on the normal symptoms that we would see on the CDC website. But the flu could be a little fickle, right? And the idea that everybody gets sick the same way seems to be kind of pervaded in a story like this. You know, we all get exposed to things. I could stand in line at a grocery store, and there could be a bacteria like strep pneumonia circulating. We talk about this all the time. And God forbid, one of us may get pneumonia from that. One of us may get an ear infection. One of us may, you know, get another type of infection, an upper respiratory illness. And then one of us, nothing will happen at all. Not at all. So the idea of, okay, well, you know, somebody's immunity is better than somebody else's. It could be. Right? Because somebody gets really, really sick from it, somebody else. But, you know, why is that? Why is their immunity worse? If they're not on immunosuppressant drugs, if they don't have an immunodeficiency issue, why is that? Well, maybe it's because there's a genetic tendency towards, if certain bugs come, that's going to be your kryptonite. we haven't really talked about our body's kryptonite. Oh, man. Okay, well, for those of you that aren't aware of kryptonite, Superman, that was the one thing that could take down Superman. This was back in the 70s and 80s, so you guys don't see that now. But kryptonite is something that is kind of like your Achilles heel, something that could take you down. And I'm just wondering, with all these stories of, like, you know, like the acute polio-like illness, the acute flaccid myelitis, I'm wondering if something like that is happening because of, again, it's a virus, and unluckily for your eye or that child, it'll make you go paralyzed, but not everybody else. And so this idea of trying to find our, shall we say, do precision medicine, looking at our genes, you know, swabbing our saliva, trying to find out, you know, what makes us tick, I think may be the way to go to fight a lot of these bad illnesses. You know, if you ever get exposed to HPV, that'll be the end of you. Or, no, you'll get exposed to HPV and nothing's going to happen. You know, HPV, that's a very interesting virus. HPV has multiple different strains. Some of them can be deadly, can cause cervical cancer. Some can cause penile cancer. Some can cause anal and rectal cancer. But then some people, nothing happens to them. The HPV goes away. This is why pap smears have now been extended to, you don't have to do it that often. You can wait till you're 21. Because the average 15-year-old girl who gets HPV won't be affected by it. Why is that? How do they know? We don't know for sure. So these girls that have been sexually active since middle school and high school, you would think would be at higher risk because they're exposed more, and they are at higher risk. But the USPSTF says we can wait till they're 21 to screen. Unless, of course, they're having symptoms, right? So why is that? If you're younger, do you have a different type of, you know, immunity such that you could get exposed to it and may not bother you? Yet if you're over 30, oh, yeah, you can be in trouble. Or is it that, you know, they haven't discovered that certain people are going to be getting it? They're going to be inclined or susceptible to it more than others. Now, of course, you know, you're at higher risk, you know, being exposed to it more, higher exposure. But this boy having the flu, but not getting the cough and cold, but only getting a rash, is an example of different, we act and we be differently. It's interesting. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, again, I think this political correctness is starting to go too far. People want to ban Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Not the song. I think the TV show. By the way, Rudolph, the little puppet-looking thing, I believe they made... Was this in 1964? Yeah. It's a 1964 classic. And it comes to our screens every holiday, right? But this time around, it has made news, and it has been going viral, how people think it is abusive and offensive. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, offensive. Why? Well, according to some of these, you know, YouTube videos that are going out and people are, you know, complaining, the reindeer, I guess, is mocked, right? Because he's got a red nose. And then he's cast away by the majority of his peers because they discovered his glowing red nose. Didn't the mommy try to put, like, some dirt on it? I didn't understand that. She kicked up some snow, and then the nose looked dark. Anyway. So, and remember the dad was kind of a jerk? Yeah, I haven't watched Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in years, but I remember that. But I remember, you know, I was like, you know, the mama deer. I was like, I want to look that pretty. You know, when I grow up, I'm going to look like the mommy deer and have a big buck, but not a jerk for a daddy. I remember I was thinking that as a little kid. So I get in the 1960s, there were maybe some kind of old sort of, traditional family stereotypes that pervaded the movie. I get that. But when the reindeer is mocked, he's cast away. When they discover his glowing red nose, Rudolph ultimately returns to save the day, right? Because it's poor weather. Yeah, Santa can't, you know, guide his sleigh, and so Rudolph guides the sleigh. But now we're attacking Rudolph in 2018. They say one young reindeer says, "Hey, fire snout." Another teases with rainbow puss, like a cat. I don't get that. So they say the red-nosed reindeer was marginalized. This was the premise of a HuffPost video posted Wednesday to Twitter, and it's been viewed over 5 million times. And it looks like HuffPost for Huffington Post said the holiday TV classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is seriously problematic. Are you kidding me? They say the video notes an instance of the film where Rudolph's father verbally abuses him. I did think his father was kind of mean. That did kind of scare me a little bit. But, I mean, in real life, daddies get kind of scary sometimes. Then the father of Rudolph's love interest is called a bigot for forbidding his daughter from being seen with Rudolph. Then, they also, apparently a lot of these viewers, one said, yearly reminder that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a parable on racism and homophobia with Santa as a bigoted blank. So I guess it's not a real, family, it's not a very family-friendly, phrase being reported here by Boston Globe. So we don't know if this video by Huffington Post was satire or whatever, but you actually have people saying, this has got to go. Now, I guess Donald Trump Jr. Shared it Thursday with the caption, "Liberalism is a disease." On Thursday, Tucker Carlson and political commentator Dave Rubin dissected the Huffington Post video for more than 3 minutes in a segment titled, "Progressives Love Attacking Christmas Traditions," and later warned that Huffington Post dubs Rudolph public enemy number one. So, all right, here's the thing. How do I word this very carefully? I love the progress we've made. I love that I could be Jewish and celebrate Hanukkah. I could walk by a mall and sing Christmas carols with, people that are singing there, give Christmas presents, decorate trees. You know, I love that I have the ability to celebrate religion. I love that I have the ability to, as a female, be able to work in, what used to be called decades ago a man's world, where I'm, able to, get equal pay. I love I love how we have progressed where we've, done away with a lot of discriminatory practices, and it's about time. But what I don't understand is why it's gone to the next level of, okay, well, you know what? Let's just do away with any holiday decor. Let's just have everything gray so we don't insult anybody. Or don't have a cartoon out there that has bullying. Kids shouldn't see that. Why not? I think the kids should see bullying. I think the kids should see society doing wrong and knowing that it's wrong. I mean, somebody gets bullied, they end up overcoming. This Rudolph story, this Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer story, is a story about, look, what may seem like a deficit may actually be a gift, which is very true in health. It's very true in psychology. You know, like bipolars. A lot of people that have bipolar disease, it's really debilitating. However, many of them have a gift. They could either, you know, paint, or they could, you know, do opera, or they can do, you know, they have these skills because they could taste the octaves. Unfortunately, they also feel the lower octaves, or they may oscillate. Some may not. People with autism, you know, they have some major social deficits, but they have some intellectual gifts. And if we want to educate our kids and prepare them for society, they need to be aware of what's out there and what's going on. You know, the idea that, okay, well, you know, what happened with Hitler and the Holocaust happened in the past, it's in the past. Now, you know, everybody is friends. Well, no, the Holocaust can happen again. We have mass genocide still happen on this globe. Racism and segregation can happen again. And so why not allow our children to see, you know, stories that come from our past and show them why these are things that were wrong? We can't just give a kid a kitten-gloved, politically correct, you know, video and expect them to understand how to navigate the world. They won't be ready. They need to see that there's some real ugly. Now, I have to verify what happened with this story. I need to look it up. But one of my husband's relatives was in town. And I guess there was a guy in America, in Mexico City. Maybe you guys saw this in the news. But there was an American who was, I'm trying to see if I could see if it actually made news. Huh. There was an American who was talking to his mom. He was in Mexico City, and he was on his way to something. He was going to ask for directions, and he was kind of near the train. And he went to ask a group of gentlemen for directions. So he told his mom, I'll call you right back. Goes up to these gentlemen, and I guess they throw him on some tracks right as a train is coming to kill him. And I guess this person was a friend that this happened to of my in-law's son. And it's horrifying. I mean, oh my gosh, it just sends chills down my spine. And again, I don't know if that made news. You know, here there's a North Carolina teacher. I go missing in Mexico for weeks, has been reported dead. There, and again, I'm not just, you know, singling out certain countries. But if our children don't see some of the more, I guess, or don't learn of some of the darker sides of this world, how do they protect themselves? Now, I would have done that too. I ask for directions all the time. I have no problem going up to a group of men asking for directions. But then again, I haven't seen a lot of rape movies. I haven't seen a lot of, you know, movies where somebody will just grab you who doesn't even know you and kill you. But now that I had a friend who was killed when she went to Mexico, I'm a lot more, you know, cautious. So we need to rethink how we promote good values, you know, and ban any bad behavior, but also teach the kids about it so they don't do it. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is in Kansas City, where he's set to deliver remarks at the 2018 Project Safe Neighborhoods National Conference. Before leaving for Kansas City, though, the president did have some big news.
Bill Barr will be nominated for the United States Attorney General position. I think he will serve with great distinction.
But that's not it.
Heather Nauert will be nominated. She's going to work with Nikki Haley to replace Nikki at the United Nations. She'll be ambassador to the United Nations.
The government's November jobs report falls short of expectations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The U.S. Labor Department saying the economy added 155,000 jobs last month, below the 190,000 most economists had predicted. But the jobless rate remained near historic lows at 3.7%.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So some of you guys might have heard the story about prescription heroin. That if we have people that addicted to narcotics, not so much a hair of the dog type of thing, but more like kind of a methadone sort of thing where we wean them off by controlling what they're on. They say there's a review of research that looks at two harm reduction interventions that try to help people who aren't in conventional treatment. Prescription heroin, this is according to Vox.com, and supervised drug consumption sites. Both approaches are used around the world in Australia, Canada, and Europe. but are very controversial and have yet to earn official approval in the U.S. Prescription heroin, called heroin-assisted therapy, in the RAND report, is a concept that, you know, at first you're like, wait a second, why are we going to be giving and contributing and, what's the word for it? Being an accessory to, you know, use that could add to an addiction. But at prescription heroin sites, people with opioid addictions are directly provided medical-grade heroin in a safe manner, not with shared needles, in specific titrated amounts. The idea behind it is if some people are going to use heroin no matter what, it's better to give them a safe source of the stuff and a safe place to inject it, rather than letting them pick it up on the streets where it could be laced with potent, dangerous fentanyl and other stuff. And, again, when they aren't in a supervised setting, they may, you know, take too much. They may go, you know what, I don't feel it yet, let me take more. And then this will allow them to continue their habit without having to steal or commit other crimes to obtain heroin. Did you guys see The Wolf of Wall Street? The Wolf of Wall Street had a scene. It was hilarious. People were laughing, but unfortunately very, very serious undertones to it, where apparently they were doing quaaludes, and I forget the name of the quaalude that they had taken. It had like a fancy name, like lemonade or something. I forget. It's been a while since I've seen the movie. But what happened is it hadn't kicked in. So they took more. And it still hadn't kicked in. So they took more. And then all of a sudden, it kicked in and kicked in hard, where they practically overdosed. One choked on food, almost died. And one thing that we don't talk a lot about with opioid addiction and opioid use is the more tolerant you get, you'll take a pill or whatever, nothing happens. So you start to panic after the time passes, which always seems longer. Whenever you're in pain, 5 minutes of pain feels like 7 hours. So the patient panics. It's 5 minutes, like it's not working. The dose isn't working. Maybe it's a bad pill. I need to take more. Then they're like, all right, it's working. Maybe it doesn't work. They take more. And so sometimes these overdoses are because they're impatient and they're becoming tolerant, so the medicine just isn't working. So supervised consumption of heroin is an idea that may reduce certain adverse events. It's a harm reduction approach, they call it. In these sites, people could use the drugs with sterile injection equipment and the supervision of trained staff. They already have naloxone on standby, so if anything goes wrong, they could then be there. They can, slowly start to titrate things down. They say if people are going to use the drugs anyway, might as well be, you know, a place where it's safe. Now, somebody could say, well, wait a second. Well, then there's an argument for prostitution. If people are going to pay for sex, might as well have people there that are, you know, healthy and don't have STDs, and they could wear the condom, and there could be security, and there could be, you know, at some point, yeah, I agree. You have to say, okay, look, you know, we can't condone and allow certain things to be done just because, well, you know what, they're going to hurt themselves, so we have to, you know, allow them to be safe. Well, kids are going to drive drunk, so might as well put padding all over people's cars in case they hit you. No. Okay, that's not, no. At some point, we have to step in. But I think a lot of people realize that if somebody's addicted to narcotics, they're not a bad person. They're not always a criminal. They're not somebody trying to cheat society out of something. They're people that are victims. And getting off narcotics is one of the most difficult and scary and painful things to do, such that it's easier to just try to get the narcotic. So I see why they're going with this. So the report is the most comprehensive look yet at the research on both prescription heroin sites and supervised consumption sites. Concluded that the research for prescription heroin is fairly strong, backed by randomized controlled trials, which are the gold standard of scientific research. The evidence for supervised consumption sites, however, is much weaker, with only 9 quasi-experimental studies available, they said, but nothing really, really strong in methodology. And again, we need to find out where we need to go next, because there were over 70,000 drug overdose deaths last year, higher than 2016. We're expecting it to even be higher this year. They say it's going to probably level off, but again, you know, people are panicking, and when you panic, you end up hoarding, and, you know, even though, yeah, it's going to be harder to get drugs from doctors, it sure is going to, they're sure going to drive up a market on the streets. So what do we have for opioid addiction? Well, we have methadone and buprenorphine, and those do reduce mortality. They're kind of crutches we could use for people who are trying to get off the medications. But actually giving heroin in a supervised setting, that's tough. Now, I mean, you know, how would I do it? Well, as a scientist, I would be like, okay, well, this is what you could do. Let's say you're giving, I don't know, 1 cc of a solution, okay? Then maybe the next day, do 0.9999999999 cc's. Then the next day, 0.9999998. And very, very slowly over time, trick the body into getting less. Now, it has to be very mild, very, very mild and methodical. And I don't know if they're talking about doing that. I think what they're just talking about is, all right, if they're going to have the heroin, do it here. But I see some opportunity to slowly start to wean people down. They say 1.5 million people use heroin daily or nearly daily. Now, RAND, the company behind this, the corporation behind this, says that the approach could help tens of thousands of people. And they found that there was strong evidence that prescription heroin sites could help people who have proven resistant to more traditional treatments. And again, we're not handing them the heroin. They come in, they get their injection, then they leave. So, could it reduce illegal activities? Could it reduce crimes? Could it reduce overdoses? It can. Now, are we going to run out of heroin? How do we get heroin? I mean, are we going to make it? How's that going to work? Is somebody going to hit the clinic up? You know, what's the security going to be like? And, you know, many people don't just need one hit. They may need multiple throughout the day. So it's interesting. I mean, it's logical. A little scary, though. 1-877-DOCTOR-LE.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people. One by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Ebola has now spread to a major city of 1 million people in the Congo. We're hearing healthcare workers have come down with Ebola. And it's just not appearing to be in control, the situation at all. They say the Ebola outbreak, according to Daily Mail in the Democratic Republic of Congo, has spread to a second major city and 13 more people have died in 3 days. Butembo, a city of 1 million people, 35 miles away from the city of Beni, where most of the outbreak has been raging, is now reporting cases of the deadly hemorrhagic fever. Experts warn that the fast spread makes tackling the virus obviously more complicated because containing it has been challenging. The outbreak has already killed 273 people already, began in August. now has clocked in as the second worst Ebola outbreak in history. Still, we're nothing near the thousands, the 11,000 that died a few years back, but most outbreaks hover in the 200s, if of these little bitty outbreaks. The fact that it's already at 273 and rising means, yes, it's going to already win that title of silver. Experts now fear experimental vaccines are going to be running dry. Now, these experimental vaccines have been doled out to thousands of people, and they've tried to do as good a job as they could. The problem is you have resurgence and armed militia and a whole variety, a bunch of fighting and insurgents, I should say, going on, and it's hampering the rescue effort. So far, 18 people in Butembo have had an Ebola diagnosis confirmed, and all 18 have died. Now, they say this is a small proportion of the total 471 suspected cases of the virus. They say it's difficult to contain and could quickly spiral out of control. So they're obviously very concerned by the epidemiological situation in the Butembo area. They say new cases are increasing quickly in the eastern suburbs and outlying. They say the outbreak declared on August 1 is now second only to what had killed 11,300 people. So teams have vaccinated already 41,000 people. But they think that this outbreak could have already, what they say? They say this outbreak could have already seen more than 10,000 cases without the vaccination. So we've done good. They say the manufacturer Merck keeps a stockpile of 300,000 doses. The problem is it takes months. And, again, are some of the doses being held for a rainy day in America? We talk about when Thomas C. Duncan, I forget the name of the gentleman who had traveled from West Africa, I think it was a resident of the United States, had gone into a Texas hospital, was diagnosed with acute gastroenteritis at home, came back, and they were like, whoa, he's got Ebola, and we were out. We did not have ZMAP. We ran out. How did we run out if this was the first person that we had to, if this was the first person to, be diagnosed with Ebola on our soil? So I think there are doses out there. It's just they're already in places ready to go, but you wonder for who. If it wasn't for our patients, who? Legislators? I don't know. So, health workers, contacts of Ebola victims, and their contacts have received the vaccine. Now, we have been told in the news that there were some healthcare workers that refused the vaccine, and unfortunately, they've come down with Ebola. So, as this extends and grows, it's scary. They say yesterday in Beni, 18 civilians were killed in two separate attacks by militants. They kidnapped groups of people, dragged them out of the city to the suburbs, burned down a house, executed some of the hostages. So this Ebola outbreak is like no other, because usually with these Ebola outbreaks, you get these little smoldering cases, then big city comes into the village, starts to contain, starts to treat, isolate, etc., and then it ends, and it kind of puts the fire out. With this, people are trying to flee the area. So if they did get exposed, they're not going to tell anybody. They're not going to tell anyone they have a fever. They're going to want to flee, get their family out of Dodge. They say a French population has regularly destroyed medical equipment and attacked workers. So, it's just not a good situation at all. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In other vaccine news, scientists have created an edible honeybee vaccine to protect them from deadly diseases. Now, I know I kind of give the honeybees some problems. I mean, I would really rather see a vaccine for HIV, a vaccine for Alzheimer's or, autism or all sorts of other things out there. This acute polio-like illness causing AFM. But scientists at the University of Helsinki in Finland are working on a vaccine for insects. Gotta take care of the bees. They say it's the first ever vaccine for insects. Now, how the insects line up and get the little tushies vaccinated is beyond me. So, they made edible form. They say the vaccine is edible. It protects bees from diseases. Well, I don't like the bees. bees sting you. And they cause anaphylaxis. We want to save the bees because of flowers. Protects bees from disease while protecting global food production. The goal, researchers say, is to protect the bees against American fowl brood, a bacterial disease caused by spore-forming Paedobacillus larvae. The disease is the most widespread and destructive of the bee brood diseases. Bloomberg reported the disease can kill entire colonies, while its spores can remain viable for more than 50 years. To distribute the vaccine, scientists place a little sugar patty in the hive. Oh, day, look how cute little sugar patty, day. And then the queen eats it over the course of a week. Once ingested, the pathogens in the patty are then passed into the queen's eggs, where they work as inducers for future immune responses. Now, the vaccine has not been sold commercially yet. I'd love to eat a sugar patty. That sounds yummy to me. You know, all beef patties, special sauce, right? Cheese. I'd just give me a sugar patty. Mm. They say it's significant because it was once not thought possible to develop a vaccine for insects. That's the, you know, they can figure out how to make a vaccine for insects, yet we can't control this Ebola outbreak. We can't figure out a whole lot. I don't get that. We've now discovered the mechanism to show that you could actually vaccinate them. And that does make sense. You know, bees will eat and nibble on certain things. Then, you know. So, bees are important to the U.S. crop production. We do need the bees. Contributes an estimated $20 billion to its value, according to the American Beekeeping Foundation. I'm glad there's a foundation because I really wouldn't know what the hell the bees are doing. So I'm glad there's somebody that knows. The species pollinate a variety of crops, including apples, melons, blueberries, and cherries. And the latter two are 90% dependent on the honeybee population. One crop, almonds, depends entirely on the honeybee. Oh, I don't care. Almonds ruin chocolate bars. I don't care about that. So the honeybee population in North America has been affected by colony collapse disorder. And we don't have a Viagra for that. And disease, mites, pesticides could be causing it, according to the Harvard University. So, beekeepers in the U.S. lost 40% of their honeybee colonies, remember, between the year 2017 and 2018. So, they want to help honeybees. Honestly, if you guys really need a cause to get behind, you can get behind the honeybee cause. I mean, I really don't see how controversial it is. Unless, of course, they spray pesticides into people's, you know, neighborhoods. I don't know. Anyway, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they're saying more than 12,000 people have suffered heart attacks because they forgot to take their daily statin. And they say a stronger pill should be taken so health effects last longer. Now, if any of you listen to my show, you'd be like, whoa, 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 hold the phone. 2 days ago, you just said that scientists are saying not to take the cholesterol medication. Too many people take it. Now, well, this study says, nope, people should be taking it. So the reason why I bring this up at the end is because I love the statin medications, and I think they really do prevent heart attacks. So talk to your doctor and see if you qualify, or make sure you don't have high cholesterol in the first place. 1-877-DOCDALI.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.